Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 615, The Best Thing Money Can Buy? Time, by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm Dan, the guy who reads to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance. Hope you have had a terrific week and are having a good start to your Friday if you're listening to us in real time. And don't forget, we give away books to random people on our mailing list. So you want to be on that list. And if you're not already, now is as good a time as any to join. So simply come by oldpodcast.com to enter your email address and be part of that. That's oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's hear from Paula Pant as we optimize your life. The best thing money can buy? Time, by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. Myth. You can either have free time or you can make lots of money, but not both. Fact. Money buys time. When I was a kid, I didn't care about making a lot of money. I'd rather have the time, flexibility, and freedom to enjoy my life, I thought. In hindsight, I was buying into a popular myth. Making money demands a time-crunched lifestyle. How many people do you know who say, "My buddy earns six figures and he works 80-hour weeks. I'm content to earn next to nothing and enjoy a standard work week." That's a poor comparison, no pun intended. The overworked six-figure earner is making a similar hourly wage as the mid-pay grade 9-to-5er. Both suffer from the same problem. They're stuck in an employee mindset. They have an hourly wage or annual salary mentality. Both phrases associate time, hourly or annual, with income. The myth that rich is synonymous with too busy for friends, family, and fun is fed by the false assumption that people must trade their time for money. But almost no one becomes rich by selling his or her time. In fact, the reverse is true. Wealth lets us buy time rather than sell it. How valuable is each day of your life? Everyone trades money for time. Do you live in a city with terrible public transportation? If your answer is yes, then you probably face the following dilemma. You could ride the bus to work or the gym or the grocery store, but that would take 40 minutes, including waiting times and transfers. Or you could hop in your car and drive there in 10 minutes. Maintaining a car is expensive as heck, but if you live in an area with slow public transit, you save hours each day by driving. Your time, your life, is valuable, so you use money to buy time. Let's get nerdy. During college, my poorest of days, I packed dirty clothes into a backpack, walked several blocks to the laundromat, and waited for 2 hours for the wash-dry cycle to run its course. Laundry consumed half an afternoon each week. Money solved that problem. Now that I own a washer-dryer, I have an extra 2 hours a week. In other words, I didn't buy appliances, I bought time. That purchase doesn't make economic sense until the value of time is factored into the equation. What do I mean? Let's get nerdy about numbers for a second. A low to mid-range washer and dryer costs about $1,188 from Home Depot, that's $550 each plus tax, and lasts about 8 years, which means I'm paying $149 a year to own these appliances. Operating these appliances costs approximately $132 a year, assuming 2 loads a week. That means I'm paying $281 annually for the convenience of owning these appliances. One load of laundry at the nearest laundromat costs $2, $1 to wash, $1 to dry. running two loads per week costs $208 annually. At two loads a week, it makes economic sense not to own a washer-dryer until you take the value of time into account. I'll gladly pay an extra $73 a year for the convenience of doing laundry at home. I've wrung out this example, but it highlights how ordinary people use money to buy time. Middle-class people make this trade-off. Wealth just allows us to do it more. I'm arbitraging my laundry. Cynics love to criticize people for spending their time earning money, only to trade that money for time. That would be a valid criticism if people were making a one-to-one trade, but most people buy time through a process known as arbitrage. Arbitrage refers to the process of capitalizing on the price difference between two markets. World travelers are savvy arbitragers. They capitalize on purchasing power disparities between nations. They earn money in dollars, euros, or pounds sterling, but spend money in Laotian kip or Colombian pesos. Economists call this geographic arbitrage. I call it napping on a Thai beach for $10 a day. Buying time follows the same principle. We earn money at a rate of $20 or $40 or $60 or $80 per hour and use that money to buy more hours at a lower rate. Repeat this process often enough and eventually you'll buy your freedom. This is precisely how I could afford to travel for 2 years. Have I mentioned the best part? It's fun. Arbitrage has a second advantage. It's fun. As I mentioned in an earlier post, I've started outsourcing some of life's drudgery. I quit troubleshooting this website myself. I pay someone to handle tech support, and I use the extra time to build relationships with other bloggers. I also quit ripping out carpet and installing bathroom vanities. I outsource these tasks so I'm free to read books and tackle bigger writing projects. Sure, you could make a case that I'm doing higher-level work that will result in a bigger payday down the road. That's the logical way to justify these costs, and it's valid. But let's be honest. Building relationships and reading books is also a heck of a lot more fun than ripping out drywall. I'm not just doing higher-level work. I'm also leading a more awesome life. The bottom line? Time versus money is a false dichotomy. Wealth buys time. You just listened to the post titled, "The Best Thing Money Can Buy? Time," by Paula Pant of affordanything.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And a quick reminder that we are giving away lots of books to random people on our weekly newsletter mailing list. And if you want to be a part of that and be in those drawings, just come by oldpodcast.com and sign up for the newsletter. That's oldpodcast.com. But that's going to do it for me today, and it wraps up another week here at Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you enjoyed all of our posts, and have yourself a wonderful weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.